multiculturalism. Really what it is it's the government picking which groups it wants to tribalize or make very militant and racist. And then it's okay for those groups to be that way. And then whatever the majority group is, they're told to be guilty and tame and take it. And then the Fortune 500 and the big foundations fund it. And I've played clips here from Antonio Villaraigosa, city councilman, now mayor of L.A., on radio programs in L.A. where he says, hey, whites should just leave California. They don't like it. They should go back to Europe where the pilgrims came from. And he's a member of Mecha and La Raza, and Mecha openly goes at their parades and has pictures of white people's heads cut off and hands out flyers saying we're going to kill all whites and for our race everything, for every other race nothing. And but why is that acceptable? And why are they trying to sell Hispanics on joining this bandwagon? Because it's part of balkanizing this country, and George Bush and the Democrats support it. And now Antonio Villaraigosa, the Hispanic supremacist, has been elected, and we're going to have the racial state of California. It's absolutely amazing. And coming up the next hour, we'll get into depleted uranium, the Iraq War. We'll get into genetically engineered foods. We'll get into what's really happening to the environment with Jeff Rentz. Jeff, Antonio Villaraigosa, we played clips of him here before, saying stuff you'd expect to hear the Ku Klux Klan saying.
Agreed, but it's okay. Perfectly fine, because he's a minority. Proposition 187 was the death knell of California, followed shortly thereafter by the announced obvious statistic that the majority of Californians were now of Latino heritage, many of them, of course, illegal. Prop 187, for those of you who don't know, was voted by... It was the initiative process in California voted by the majority of Californians to begin to cut off aid to illegal immigrants of all nationalities and races. It was predictably and tragically kicked up through the court system by lawsuits and finally got to the California State Supreme Court, which wasted no time at all in chopping it into 100 pieces and throwing it into the trash can, ending Californians' last chance of all Californians to really take control of their state.
And now Bush is nationwide going to fund the free health care and welfare more than citizens get. It's right. Designed to accelerate the flood of third world invaders.
He's inviting them in. Now, it's been an open door policy for a long time. And
i.e. last week, the order to stand down at the Border Patrol now admitted.
Please go into that just a tiny bit, because a lot of people missed that story. I pushed it, you did, but for those of you who may have missed it, this is crucial to the
understanding. Well, I had Congressman Tom Tancredo on yesterday for 30 minutes, and he said it is for world government. Yeah. They want to destroy America.
Of course they do. They have to bring America down to second-rate status. A strong, independent America remains as a beacon to the world, a light for other countries and peoples who are struggling against oppression, and you can't have that here. So we're being homogenized into a second and third world status to further sublimate this country and reduce its stature on the world stage, so no one has any true role model to look to. That's part of the game. General MacArthur, I mentioned MacArthur last time in one of his final speeches. He says, it is part of the general pattern of misguided policy that our country is now geared to an arms economy which was bred in an artificially induced psychosis of war hysteria and nurtured upon an incessant propaganda of fear. MacArthur said that in 51. So what has changed? Nothing. Except they're better at it. They've got more technology now than they ever dreamed they'd have. And we have open borders here. I've had so many people on, customs agents, border patrol agents like you have. We know that these decisions and instructions and orders are coming from the
highest level. The head of the Border Patrol Union told me a year ago that they've already been ordered to stand down.
You got it.
But, oh, give up all your rights domestically and have a national ID card. It's going to be selectively enforced. It's a joke.
When the Senate voted unanimously for the real ID card, Charlotte Iserby called it unanimous treason, and I completely concur with
it. Well, I want to talk about that Real ID Act as well, and the fight against it, and now they're trying to implement it before Bush has signed it. In the next hour, with Jeff Renz's website, Renz.com, be sure and check out my websites at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv, as well as Infowars.net.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Time flies when you're fighting tyranny. Hello, my friends. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Now into the third hour of this worldwide transmission against tyranny as we defend liberty and resist the despotism of the neo-feudal worldwide plantation system known as the New World Order. We're honored, for the balance of the broadcast, to have Jeff Rentz of Rentz.com, honored with three Peabody nominations when he was a TV news investigator and anchorman, and, of course, listed as one of the top 100 talk show hosts in the country by the prestigious Talkers magazine. And Jeff covers it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. He'll be with us for the rest of this broadcast. Jeff, where should we start? I mean, we can get into the Real ID Act, or we can get into genetic engineering, depleted uranium, how they're going to keep this war going with the 5,000-plus troops deserting in the last few months, going AWOL, recruiting down over 40% despite the fact that they have now even lowered their recruiting target numbers. Jeff, where should we start in this third hour? Do we have Jeff there? All right, well, I'm unable to hear Jeff. So what we'll do is we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, and we'll come back with Jeff. He may not even have known that I don't do news in the first 5 minutes. I do the whole hour live, so we'll come back to that after the break that's coming up here in a few minutes. And in the last hour, we aired the clip of British Member of Parliament George Galloway, who says he was ready to face down the U.S. senators who claim he received oil rights from Saddam Hussein's Iraq. And I tell you what, do we have that clip ready? I think it might be good to re-air. I know we can't air the whole clip again in these last few minutes of this segment, but it might be good to air that again as he confronted this whitewashing congressional committee. Do we have that? Okay, we'll play that after the break then. I'm kind of out here orbiting the planet right now by myself. And as soon as I get back in touch with Houston, I will let you know about what our operations are doing here, my friends. But it was so good to see him confront them, and I've seen about 10 minutes of it. I want to get the full testimony, or at least parts of it, and we'll be airing more of that in the next few days, or at least into next week. Because the truth is, Dick Cheney and others were involved in the lion's share of the scams with Saddam, even during the 12, 13 years of sanctions. They were the ones doing the lion's share of the bid rigging and the scamming. And sure, some Europeans did it. Galloway wasn't involved. But then they created false documents to try to demonize him, to try to attack him. And it was absolutely disgusting. It was absolutely...
The GCN Radio Network. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers?
Disgusting. It was absolutely transparent. He just stood up to them and threw it back in their face, and they look like the proverbial deer in the headlights. And bottom line, no one can defend this Iraq war. It was based on a lie. Now our troops are over there dying by the thousands, being injured by the tens of thousands. Over 100,000 Iraqis have died since the start of the operation. And our troops are breathing depleted uranium at many times the levels they were huffing it in the first Gulf War. And we had triple the Burke deformities after the first Gulf War, so they used at least three times as much DU this time. And in populated areas, what are we going to see? What is the aftermath going to be, ladies and gentlemen? Well, we will get into that after this quick break that is coming up. And don't forget, I've written a detailed analysis of the parallels between the new Star Wars movie and reality. Finally, major publications are writing about this. It's a really hot issue right now. And so I wrote an article that will hopefully wake up a lot of young people that read it and see it. So we'll get a little bit into that as well. And we'll talk about the new Real ID Act, your new national ID card, and what it really means to you and your family after this break. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Jones.
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438.
GCN Radios on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. We're talking to Jeff Rentz of Rentz.com. And now we're just going to plunge into the real issues that Jeff thinks are the most important right now facing society. And one of those that goes to the mindset, the mentality of the global overlords, is depleted uranium. Jeff, you have for many years been covering this, as have I, but you in even more detail, from all the scientists and doctors and Pentagon former chiefs and the people that have really looked at this, and from the admitted government documents. What are we facing with the three nuclear wars that have been waged in the last 15 years?
Worldwide uranium contamination and mass death and birth defects, not at all kept into any kind of geographic boundary. The world exchanges its entire air supply, so to speak. The atmosphere turns over about once every 24 to 48 hours. The dust from uranium, and I don't want to even call it depleted because it's not. It's uranium. The uranium dust in Afghanistan, Yugoslavia, and Iraq is now over here in the United States. It will continue to come here, albeit in smaller amounts. But how much is a small amount, and how much do you need to get sick? It is discussed by some that one nano-sized particulate is enough to do it in many people. We breathe it, it goes right into the body, there's no way to get it out. This is the most insane use of uranium you can imagine. The number of bombs, missiles, and warheads, and tank shell rounds used in Iraq so far equal 30,000 Nagasaki bombs. Think about it. That's how much is spread all over Iraq. Those Abrams tank rounds are deadly. But so are all the other weapons and munition systems that use them. So we are literally sowing a future of death, suffering, illness, disease. It's Gulf War illness, but it's now spread literally around the world and will continue to go around the world. We all know that Gulf War illness was a fraud and a sham, at least in terms of the way the VA tried to handle it. It is very real. We have over 500,000 American men and women who served in the first Gulf War, which actually is just stage one. We're in stage two now.
They have a greater incidence of cancer, triple the birth defects.
Oh, yeah.
The New York Daily News 2 years ago tested 14 members of Gulf War One. They all had two rims of radiation in them. Then there's the heavy metal effect. And for those that don't understand this, let me break it down for them. How many pounds... is it 14 pounds? How much is one of those Sabo rounds fired from an Abrams way?
I forget, but when it goes through the air, it becomes a burning projectile of pure uranium.
And then
as soon as it leaves the tank's barrel.
And then it aerosolizes as you set
right,
down
on the
nano
way.
down to nanotech size.
Nanoparticulates. And as soon as it comes out of the tank itself, right out the end of that barrel, it begins to burn and aerosolize. And
now, in Gulf War One, they only used it in the Abrams and in the some of the armor-piercing bombs and missiles that, that planes fired in the Vulcan cannons in the A-10 Warthog. Now, they've served it out to small arms, to the cannons on Humvees and on Bradley fighting vehicles, and they've used at least triple, according to Dr. Rocky, who headed up the program. And for those that don't get this, here's an analogy. You've heard all the fear over the dirty bomb. Why Al-Qaeda will get a bunch of parts from chest x-ray machines and bundle it up in a big bomb, and it'll irradiate, you know, a couple city blocks for thousands of years. This is millions of times more dangerous, millions of times larger, and they bombarded this time not just the desert outskirts, as Jet was covered many times, but the Iraqi bases, which our troops then moved into, and in a few big bases where the generals stay, they brought in some sand and dumped it over the blast holes. Folks, that does absolutely nothing, and now the radiation sickness is exploding, Jeff.
It is. Depleted uranium, and again, try to get away from the depleted, it's uranium, is in fact the Trojan horse of this war. It kills indiscriminately. Our men and women, when they come home, will come home already with death sentences, many of them. They'll bring the stuff home on their clothes, on their shoes, on their boots, and they'll spread it around the house. It's just a fact of the matter.
And the people that claim that they support the troops with those stickers on their cars, they won't care when it's in the back of the paper that thousands of troops are dying, just like last time. They'll just feel good about themselves.
That's right. Henry Kissinger said, military men, and we might add women, are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy, end quote, Henry Kissinger. Says it all, doesn't it?
Now, this is... Let's talk about the mindset, Jeff, because you really broke this down a few weeks ago when I was on your broadcast. I mean, the mindset. I said, Jeff, what is the mindset of the globalists that they knew this weapon would do it? They've used it in 10 locations in the U.S. by the tons at proving grounds, going into water in the air. They've used it in Puerto Rico. They've used it in proving grounds in England. They've used it in three nations, twice in Iraq, four separate times, Serbia, Kosovo, Bosnia-Herzegovina, that region. They've used it twice in Iraq, 13 years apart, and in Afghanistan. What's the mindset here?
This is the one question I cannot answer, and it's the most vexing question of all, and that is, why do the globalists continue not only to do what we're discussing now with uranium weapons, which are going to be horribly destructive from now on out, but they're raping and pillaging the planet's environment at a rate that is almost unimaginable, and they're not slowing down any. Why would somebody kill the golden goose, Alex? That's the question that bothers me. I can't figure it out. They've got this cash cow going. It's called Planet Earth, and yet they're destroying it. What do they know?
And they run the economy. Instead, they use a phony environmental movement, which I want to talk about, to take private property rights while doing nothing to stop genetic engineering and all the real threats.
Now, what do they know that we don't know? There are two things here. Their greed is so absolutely rampant and psychotic that they don't give a damn about the planet, and they're going to destroy it and just take while they can. Or some one of them, some level, some layer, some echelon, some group, knows something. Something is coming, something is going to happen to the planet, and so they might as well take it while they can. Or the third option, it's kind of like 2B, we've already passed the point of environmental collapse, the point of no return in the mid-80s. It's too late to do anything now, so why even try to stop?
Well,
I can't answer the question, Alex, and it really bothers me, because these are smart people. They're evil, they're black, they're killers, but they're not stupid, so something's going on.
Well, you said when I asked all the things you just said, you also said, do they have more advanced medical systems that are able to extract this?
I think that's obvious.
And then they're using this as a population control mechanism.
Of course. It's another tool in the population reduction plan. They do have technology that is probably 20 to 30 years beyond that which the public is allowed to avail itself of. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if they had a method to take these people who have been contaminated and somehow neutralize it or deal with it. It wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Well, I tell you, Jeff, I mean, when we look at their mentality, what type of people, when DynCorp...
Oh, they're psychopaths.
When DynCorp got caught, we have that Cynthia McKinney clip, kidnapping 200,000 women and children for slave brothels in the Middle East, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Malaysia. I mean, even WorldNet Daily's talked about Bill Clinton and slave cruise ships. and his top people going and enjoying those. I mean, this is...
Do you come up with the word? I run out of words. Evil, dark, black. It's as evil as it gets, and they're psychopathic about it.
Well, they revel in being evil. They kind of one-up each other.
You were at the Grove out there. You watch these people. That's the tip of the iceberg. This is some of the ritual ceremonies they went through. They revel in death, destruction, violence, grief, suffering, and agony. I have no explanation as to why that is or how that came
to be. Their sacrament is death, sacrament is death. Their cathedrals are aircraft carriers and hydrogen bombs.
You got it. I can't sum it up any better than that, my friend. They're not humans by my measuring.
But isn't that what the Bible tells us, is that they love death and they love to destroy?
Well, they do. That's exactly right.
But then the so-called Christian churches today say all this death and destruction is good.
The so-called Christian evangelical movement will be the last to know that it has been and is being used and abused by those evil ones who are running the show. They are lambs to the slaughter. They've bought into this whole thing, and they don't have a clue. Now, I know Christians who do have a clue, but the evangelicals do not. They've been formed into some kind of a deadly political movement. They're being used as foot soldiers, shock troops, if you will, to steamroll the rest of the country. There was an article about the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, where the cadets who are not born-again Christians are being harassed and hassled by the majority, at least the vocal majority of cadets who are. They're taking over everywhere. This is turning into not the United States of America, but it is a theocracy now.
But again, they're not
theocracy.
Really Christians. The people that are running all this are Skull and Bones.
Oh, no, they're
and
satanic.
Bohemian Grove.
How can you be a member of Skull and Bones and be a Christian at the same time? It doesn't work. It's like trying to be an elephant and an ant at the same time.
Well, these guys
time.
Call themselves Christians, but even Reuters has got the photos and videos of a lot of the tanks and helicopters with 666 and Beast and Satan and skulls hanging off.
Well, it's again a question of the lie. The lie is the way now. There is no truth.
But you're a Christian if you have 666 on your tank.
I think a lot of that is probably being done by idiots who believe that. I think it's a lot deeper than that, frankly.
No, I agree with you, Jeff. And now we're going to have our national ID card, but the borders have been ordered to stand down.
It's unanimous treason. Charlotte Isherby summed it up very well. The border is wide open, and Americans don't see it. The borders should have been... I think Eisenhower was the last one to talk about this when he warned about the military-industrial complex. And that's the complex, of course, that was taken over by neocons, Zionists. And it all really began with the assassination of JFK. And it's been a slow but steady roll up to this point. But in the last 4 or 5 years, it began in the lighter Clinton years. Things have accelerated so fast now that it's a blur. They just gave up all pretense of subtlety, of chicanery. They just come right out and lie. They stand in front of those cameras with their little earpiece, if you're the president, and lie. And that's it.
And at the same time, people, you have to realize, tyranny that doesn't just stand still. It just gets worse.
Well, it's like cancer. It is a cancer. It's a cancer on the planet. We are, as a species, considered a virus on the planet, but now the species itself has been co-opted by an even more deadly and evil virus.
And Spaceship Earth has been hijacked by a bunch of Luciferian devil worshippers in control of the Christian church.
All too true.
All too easy. We'll be right back with Jeff Renz to get into the national ID card.